This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with David Commande, Artistic Director of the Heartland Festival Orchestra. He's here to tell us more about tomorrow night's concert, Springtime in Paris. David, welcome back to Out and About.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, it's always wonderful to have you. Tomorrow night's performance includes pieces that have a lot of common themes, tying them all together. Let's start with the most obvious one, Paris.
Paris, not unlike Vienna, was a cultural and is a cultural center. And you find with great cities that they are not only the original source for a lot of great art, but also they attract artists to them. And so that was certainly the case with Paris. Our program, it spans, the lives of the composers spanned roughly between 1810 with Chopin all the way to 1970 with Stravinsky. And, you know, 160 years, but that range really spans the move from Romantic into the modern age, really, when you're thinking about music, certainly late Romantic. And the Parisian thread is, well, Chabrier, of course, was a Frenchman and lived and worked there, true also of Debussy. But in the case of Frédéric Chopin, who's from Poland, and Igor Stravinsky from Russia, these are people who were attracted to Paris, and the core of their artistic lives and many of their greatest works, of course, were created there in Paris. So it's this wonderful meeting place and inspiration at the same time for these artists who in all of these cases are interacting with other artists within their field and, of course, with the other arts as well.
Another theme that ties at least some of the pieces on this program together is a connection to ballet. And it's a reminder that one of the things that made Paris as important as it was musically was the amount of composing that was going on for ballet, particularly at that turn of the century period.
That's true. And it's fascinating that, and in a way, ironically, but it almost makes my point, the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo, which was founded in Paris, was founded by Diaghilev, a Russian, in Paris. But on the other hand, you think about the origins of classical ballet, and they were French origins from Louis XIV. So this is the center of classical ballet. But in the early 1900s, it's also the place where ballet was making its transformation into more modern realms, and certainly musically that's the case. So we open our program with the Prelude to the Afternoon of Faun by Claude Debussy, and it's a tone poem inspired by the literary poem of Stephen Mallarmé by the same name. That was premiered in 1894, but it had a rebirth in 1912 when it was choreographed by Nijinsky for the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo. And, of course, 1912 is just 2 years after the premiere of the Firebird Ballet of Igor Stravinsky.
For this program, you are bringing soloist Antonio Pompobaldi back again. He's a pianist that you've featured with the orchestra many times in the past, and I'm just curious, what is it that you like about him as a person or as a performer that he's kind of become a recurring player with the HFO?
Antonio combines all the best and most important characteristics of a wonderful soloist. He's a fantastic musician. He's an amazing virtuoso. His technical command of the instrument is fabulous. And he connects with the audience while he's connecting with me in the orchestra. So, you know, what's not like not to like there? So the first time he and I collaborated, it was shortly after he nearly won the Van Cliburn competition. He was a silver medalist there. And when I was looking for a soloist for a Rachmaninoff piano concerto, I liked the idea of casting counter to type, not looking for a Russian or a heavy Germanic approach to this amazing Russian romantic music. And Antonio, an Italian, I was really attracted to the way he played and combining that with the Rachmaninoff. And it was wonderfully successful. And he and I hit it off because we made chamber music together. He loves the chamber music repertoire for piano and cello. And we had a program of chamber music, including a Beethoven cello sonata, right away on his first visit. So then Antonio came back to do one of the Beethoven concertos, and then he helped us found the Heartland Festival Orchestra with a performance of the Mozart A Major Piano Concerto.
So he's been involved from the very beginning.
Yes.
Literally.
Yes.
And now you were mentioning before we started recording today that right now Antonio can't be with us because he's giving a master class at Illinois State University. So can you speak a little bit about his amazing abilities, not just as a performer, but also as a pedagogue and a teacher as well?
Well, he's on the faculty of Cleveland Institute of Music, which is one of the preeminent conservatories in this country and around the world. He's also founded a festival of the piano in Italy of his own. It runs for 2 weeks. And it has turned out that he's a remarkable teacher of the instrument. Among his students right now is a 13-year-old who already has pretty much a complete command of the solo concerto repertoire out there. And we were talking about it just last night, and Antonio said, well, right now the puzzle is to keep his concert schedule from interfering with his growth as a musician and building his repertoire. So this is a tribute to Antonio's instincts and talents for teaching.
The piece Antonio is playing is Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 2, and it's worth noting that Chopin was a very prolific composer for the piano, but he only wrote these two piano concertos. So what's significant about the second? What makes that distinctive as a piece within his repertoire?
Well, the interesting fact is that it's the first of his two concertos, even though it's labeled the second. That's a nice, interesting twist no one would know. For me, the poetry of the slow middle movement is what is so spectacular. I love the sense of spontaneity of discovering and elaborating on, of decorating the melodic line that sounds so poetic. It played beautifully as it will be tomorrow night. It takes on a quality of improvisation, which is really extraordinary. And then all of Chopin's writing, he certainly stretched and expanded the boundaries of what could be imagined to be played on the piano. And in different ways from his contemporary Franz Liszt, who might be described as maybe a more athletic virtuoso than Chopin. But Chopin's virtuosity was admired by Liszt. Another interesting thing about Chopin is that as a pianist, he was much sought after, but during his 18 years living in Paris, he only gave 30 performances as a pianist. Mm. Isn't that fascinating? And usually for small numbers of people. So he concentrated on his composition, and he was this is one of those resonances with our program at Antonio. He was very much in demand as a teacher and very highly paid, by the way.
You also have a lesser-known gem of a piece on the program this time. Tell us a little bit about Chabrier.
Emmanuel Chabrier is one of those great composers who did not create a large list of compositions, but whose qualities endear them to me. You know, he's known for España, perhaps best known for his España, and he also wrote a delightful Habanera. The piece we're playing tomorrow night is called Larghetto for solo horn and orchestra, and it's a relatively small orchestra accompanying solo French horn. The writing is... it's gorgeous melody. It makes the wonderful use of the qualities of the French horn. It's soulful and uncomplicated. It sounds a little bit conservative in the company it's keeping in tomorrow night's program. But all of his contemporaries and those who came after actually credited Chabrier for paving the way in his imagination and his orchestration for what came later.
This piece will also feature the principal horn from the HFO. Can you tell us a little about the soloist?
Tricia Jostlein has been playing principal horn for us practically throughout our history, and she's a very strong, wonderful player who has qualities as a soloist, which, of course, come out in moments within the orchestral repertoire. But it's great to have an opportunity to showcase her strengths, and I'm proud to do it.
And David, we know that you take a lot of care in putting together these programs, and obviously each piece means quite a bit to you. At this particular moment, is there a moment or a piece in the program that you just absolutely love and keep going back to or you look forward to conducting?
All four of them. And I'm not saying it for an evasion. I have been really so looking forward to this program, Afternoon of a Faun and The Prelude, of course, and Stravinsky. I've had the good fortune of performing many times. I've also played the Chopin a number of times. This will be my first performance of the Larghetto. Firebird and Debussy, The Afternoon, have a kind of unique imagery and orchestral color and compelling shape and drive that just speaks to me. To me, the logic of how they proceed is it strikes me as perfect. So when I revisit them, it's always with delight, and I feel that I'm rediscovering. It's just like, oh yes, there is this amazing jewel that's there that I haven't had the chance to look at for some period of time, and that's the case. And the case of the Firebird, Stravinsky's ballets are often used in the concert hall, but I feel that Firebird, this particular suite, is the most successful of them when they're experienced as concert pieces rather than with the ballets. So there's nothing quite like the thrilling conclusion of Firebird, is there?
And your community partner for this concert is Ruby's Rescue and Retreat. It's a rescue shelter for dogs. Now, I happen to know that you are a dog lover yourself, so I'm sure that their work has some very particular and personal resonance for you.
Well, naturally it does. And all of us understand the role that pets play in the lives of our fellow humans. And in this case, these good people are helping to connect pets who don't have homes with homes who need pets. And I can't imagine. it's a very worthy thing. And they're based in McLean, Illinois, in McLean County.
We've been talking with David Commande. He's conducting the Heartland Festival Orchestra in their next concert, Springtime in Paris. It includes music by Chopin, Debussy, and Stravinsky. The performance is tomorrow night at 7:30 at Five Points, Washington. David, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
This weekend, East Light Theater presents Ghost, the musical. Based on the movie by the same name, the show sets to music the timeless love story of Molly and Sam. Performances tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. at the East Peoria High School Auditorium. For more information, visit www.eastlighttheater.com.
And Bradley University Theater is closing its season with a production of Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, which happens to be a favorite of mine. It's a story about separated twins, mistaken identity, and deception. That show opens tonight, with performances continuing through Sunday the 30th in the Hartman Center Theater.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio on our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.